Hello, I'm Maggie Lee, and I'm delighted to be in conversation with Sir Michael Morpurgo, the award-winning writer of children's books. With War Horse, one of his most popular books, adapted for the stage by the National Theatre and made into the film directed by Steven Spielberg. Never afraid to confront the harsher realities of life, Michael's novels, which are full of energy and rich in heart and spirit, appeal to readers young and old. Michael, friendship and loss and love and reconciliation, along with the trauma and theatre of war, are recurring themes in your work. What is it that you hope that young readers can take away from your stories?
Well, the first thing I want is for them to be absorbed in it and for them to identify with the characters. Some of them are young, obviously, and that's when you're writing for young people, that's very, very important. You can't write about old gits like me all the time. It's boring for them. However, I think what we must never, never do when we're telling stories to children or even talking to children is to patronise them. They are highly intelligent, extraordinarily sensitive, quick, very often. And if we talk down to them, I think what you do is you put them off reading. They know there are serious things in life. Many, many of them have endured grief. They've had a grandfather, a grandmother who's died. They've had a dog that's died. They know what that is. And what you mustn't do is to avoid those issues for young people which they have endured in their own lives. However, if you overdo it, if you traumatize them, well, you mustn't is the answer. And you must be careful, obviously, with children. You do want to, at the end of the day, have something in the story that is positive, which is uplifting. I do not want to leave a child at the end of a story just wrecked with misery. I don't mind if they cry during it. I think that's fine. Crying is as important as laughing. One thing I really love is when I hear from mothers and fathers and grandparents and aunties and uncles and teachers who've read to the kids, and they themselves are moved by the book. And then the child can see that this is not just a book for them, for little children.